Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye. ¿Qué lo que? And welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita. Soy Alicia Sanchez. And yes, this podcast is bilingual. Ahora, Dear God, in this context, for my movement is whatever or whoever you want it to be. It can be the universe, religious God, Buddha, self, nature, lo que sea para ti. Dear God, Are We There Yet? Is a lifestyle community of question seekers. The goal is simple, to empower thought-provoking conversations, share happiness, and encourage each of us to never stop asking questions and having conversations that matter. The power of helping people help people. Why? Because we need it. Our friends and families need it, and the world needs it. Ya tú sabes. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel where I talk about self-growth, budgets, and business, and the passion to empower others. Ahora vamos a hablar like it's 1995.
Hey, you guys, and welcome to the podcast. As you heard my short little intro, it's all about talking like it's 1995 and, of course, spreading the word of the conversations and questions that need to be spoken about. So we're going to jump in into the podcast today. You guys all have GPSs in your car or your phone where it's like rerouting. I mean, when I used to use a GPS a lot, well, actually, let me tell you a little funny story before, because it has to do with the podcast today. And I want to tell everybody thank you so much for listening to the podcast. So when I used to live in New York, I had a car for a short period of time because I had a car, and before I sold it, because I was like, all I'm getting is a whole bunch of tickets and I am not driving this car because I lived in the city. And so there were some times where I'm like, you know what, I'm going to use the car because I want to go to Jersey, or I want to go to upstate New York, or whatever. And don't say, I would put the GPS, and this is back in the, I'm not going to say back in the day, because I'm not that vieja, but it was when people mostly relied on the GPSs in the car, like the ones that you bought. And a lot of people buy them. My car didn't have it. I had a Honda back then. And I had a Garmin, I think it was, and I put the Garmin on, and I was like, okay. And if you've ever lived in New York, okay, driving, first of all, is an adventure in itself. But if you've ever lived in New York, you know that when you're driving on the highways, eso es como una locura. Like, literally, if you don't, it's not like a regular highway like in Florida where, you know, you get a little sign that says, you know, in 1 mile, you blah, blah, blah. And it's so funny because I used to feel like the GPS was, like, it knew it was in New York, so all of a sudden, it would be like, exit here, and it would be like, espérate, espérate, oh my God, I missed my exit, because in New York, people are driving so fast, and so if you're not atente, if you're not used to the, you know, you're not used to the highway, you can easily miss the exits, and I'm talking about really easy, especially, like, driving in the Bronx. For all my people that live in the Bronx, you guys... I give it to you. I really do. And I guess that's why I lived in Manhattan, Washington Heights. And I loved the A train and the 1 train. That was my car, because I just couldn't. It just didn't make any sense to me. I don't know. But there's some people that can drive in New York. That's just like they could drive in DR. So I give it to you. So my GPS always kept saying, rerouting. I used to be so upset because every single time I made a U-turn or I thought I was going the right way, el maldito GPS me sigue con rerouting. You know, please exit. And I was just driving crazy. Like, I was driving myself crazy where I was just like, you know what? It makes no sense. I want to go to all these little, you know, adventures, but I can't get it together. I mean, you know, I want to go to Connecticut, but it's going to take me, you know, 100 hours to get to Connecticut because I keep rerouting. And clearly, it's different underground. I mean, again, if you've lived in a major city or you've taken public transportation, I mean, once you get the trains packed down, I mean, that's like your highway. You know, okay, A train ain't running today, okay. You know, or that ain't going to Brooklyn. So I wanted to make this podcast today because I was listening. One of my friends, Lisa, shout out to her because she told me about Marianne Williamson's book, The Divine of Compensation. And I have the actual name in there. It's just that it's a good book. The Divine Law of Compensation. There you go, right? And I was listening to the audio book this week, and it literally didn't take me long to listen to it because I was so fascinated by what she had to say. And I'm a person of loving to learn. I mean, me encanta aprender algo nuevo. And even in the spiritual journey of maybe if I outgrew something or I'm not understanding or I'm just like, okay, yeah, I know that. We've all read The Secret, blah, blah, blah. But I'm always keen to understanding more about it because I feel that there's always levels as far as of understanding, because you might understand something at one point of your life, but you might read another book as the same book at another time in your life, and you're going to understand it and you're going to digest it differently. So check out that book. No, I'm not getting paid to say that. Marianne is not giving me some dinero, but you can hashtag her and tell her, hola, ¿cómo tú estás, doña? Because she is actually running for president. Interesante, right? I mean, anybody can run for president these days, which is great, which is amazing that anybody can these days, just in the simple fact that, you know, times have changed. Clearly, literally. But anyways, that's for another topic. So rerouting. I kept hearing this in my life as far as driving, and I use the analogy of driving, or I use the analogy of cars and road trips, because that's how I see my life. That's how I've seen my life so far. So there was a point in Marianne's book where she talks about, do you ever feel like a GPS? And my ears were like, boy, boy, because anytime people use analogies with car, I fall in love because I see it. You know, you can see it. You can see the minute you're in a car and you're driving, and you know that emotion when you're rerouting. You know the emotion if you're lost or you're finding something with GPS. And so she said, you feel like when you're rerouting in your life and you're going one way and you thought you were going that one way, and you ended up going another way, but you still got there, but you rerouted. And it's fine. Like, the way that in your life was supposed to be is that, let's say you wanted to go to, you know, the airport. There's 1,000 ways to get to the airport. And you might not know how to get there, so you use the one way you think it's going to go, but you reroute. But you end up getting to the airport, but it takes you through other different roads and other different sceneries. And so I want to talk about that today on the podcast, because rerouting in our life, when we're constantly thinking in our mind, like, am I supposed to be doing this, or I'm not, I want to do it this way or then and that way. And as we're speaking, I'm actually doing this podcast in the carro, because I wanted to do this podcast. I actually, when I do voice recordings and I talk to myself and I actually record it, which I'm really excited because I'm working on something in the future to bring to you guys, because I believe in recording yourself as far as just for yourself. When you're talking, you need to talk things through. But that's another search. You see, you're playing all over the place, right? Because I'm really excited about this topic about rerouting, because there's so many times in my life that I have been rerouted and I have been so happy to be rerouted. Like, I'm like, oh God, tú eres mi pana, God. Tú quieres un plato de mango. Come on, ven para breakfast. You know, like, we don't see it that way when we're rerouting in our life. When our life has gone into different directions, we automatically are triggered by these emotions that is of disappointment, of anger, of sadness. And when we realize, oh my gosh, like, I needed this to be rerouted. Like, why would I have ever wanted the other road? I would have never known this road. I would have never seen the scenery. I would have never appreciated. I would have never met these people. I would have never understood this feeling. I would have never thought about forgiveness. I would have never thought about true love. I would have never thought about companionship. And as I wanted to write this, I wanted to speak about this, you know, this subject on the podcast, I actually, last night I was watching Queer's Eye, the show where the five Fab Five, they'll go into a household and they, you know, basically work. They do different things on Netflix, you know, like culture and hair and makeup and wardrobe, tan. That's my guy. I love him because he's fashion. But there was a story on there with a guy in a wheelchair, and he is disabled, and he actually has a nonprofit. So shout out to him and his nonprofit, which is I'm disabled, but not really, which is really cool. You guys should go check it out. But it basically reiterated everything that I wanted to talk about on this podcast about rerouting and appreciating the rerouting. And I don't want to, if you haven't watched that episode, you know, go watch it. And I love uplifting shows like that, you know, reality that are uplifting and they're helping and they're supportive. But basically said, he basically, and I'm going to give you, because, you know, Dominicans, we always got to tell you what the película is, right? He basically saw his shot, the guy who shot him, he met him because Karam was the bomb and he wants to connect and heal. And he set up the meeting for the guy to see who shot him, like to meet him and, you know, to unfinished business is all about forgiveness. And he basically thanked him and he couldn't believe that he was thanking his shooter for shooting him. Then now he's paralyzed in a chair, like a whatever, and he has a living a new life, a new person. He's accepted that. And when I tell you que yo estaba llorando, I was crying of pure happiness. I was so happy for him. I was so happy for that healing. Because here it is, and that is growth to another level. One, forgiveness to a whole another level. And three, it's an eye-opener of truly understanding the rerouting of your life. For my listeners, my primos and my primas, I am telling you, when you are rerouted in your journey, in your dream, in whatever it is in your life, let's just say in your life period, because you will be rerouted 1,000,000,000 times. In that instant, it is so hard. It's easier said than done for us to reflect and say, wow, esto estaba para mí, esto no estaba para mí. But we are so programmed. We are so programmed to tell ourselves, it's this way or no way. If this is not the next step in it and it doesn't happen this way, then this means this or this means that. And that is not true. Like, it literally is not true. But we are so wired to have an emotion when we are rerouted, when we're not seeing that. We gotta play this out. The next time you are in a car and you're using GPS, or maybe you're not using GPS, the next time in your life that you are rerouted, I want you to tell yourself, I'm going to let this play. I am going to welcome to let this play out. I am welcoming this to play out. Bueno, malo, lo que sea. I mean, I have been at the worst of my worst in my lives and at my life and certain parts in my life. And I had no idea how I was going to come up from it. Like, I just knew, I just didn't know how I was going to come up from it. I didn't know if I was ever going to breathe from it. And in that instant, it was so freaking hard for me to accept my rerouting. And when I rerouted, I ended up on a different path that I needed and I wanted. And I was just like, oh my gosh, why did I ever want that other path? Just like this guy on the show, he said, like, the man who he is today is like, it was a gift. It was a dream. He never even knew it could be a dream, because he would have been locked up or shot and killed. Instead, he was shot and given a different chance, and now he's able to help so many other disabled people, you know, welcome the truth of, yes, you are just like everyone else. And so it's okay to be rerouting. You don't have to ask God, like, oh, dear universe or dear God, you know, like, why is this happening to me? ¿Por qué me está pasando esto? Or, you know, why am I not getting the what I want? Or when is this going to happen? Like, those are the questions. It's all about, dear God, are we there yet? Like, are we there yet? Let's not ask that. Let's ask, are we there yet for other things, but not emotions that are attached to feeling a sense of being lost, you know? When I started this podcast, it was all about questions and conversations. I wanted to do that. I wanted to open conversations, just open about conversations about anything and everything. And if you know me, I am not a person of, what's that called? A mí no me gusta la gente que pelea, no me gusta la discusión. Like, I'm like a kumbaya kind of person, unicorns, if you really, really know me, in the sense that I don't like, you know, to debate and all that stuff. I like to be like, respect everyone, and we live in a unicorn land. Like, I, you know, in my mind, and I've had to be open to talk about certain things or talk about certain with certain guests on my show that believe certain things. And I, when I listen to the show myself, I'm like, oh, shoot, I said that? Oh, my God, you're growing, Alicia, because I cannot be a host or trying to have a community of people to welcome conversations and questions when I'm just like, oh, I don't want to talk about that, or I don't want to give my opinion. And I'm growing within that. And that was a rerouting for me with Dear God, Are We There Yet? And being able to help other communities or people, or figuring out the path with the nonprofit aspect, whatever. And I'm welcome you as you're listening to this podcast. It's the rerouting in your life. Let it reroute. Just let it. Just be like, yes, vamos a otra calle. We're going to go, like, welcome it. Even the bad things with that job that you wanted, or that that business loan that you didn't get, or that opportunity didn't come by, or that person that owes you that invoice that they haven't paid you, or, you know, you haven't been able to start your family yet, you haven't met the one per se, like, let it reroute you, because what's going to happen is it's going to take you somewhere else, and your decisions are going to help you make, I mean, that, those roads possible, or even having that open-mindedness of saying, I'm going to accept this. Like, I might not agree with this. Like, this emotion, I can be angry. Yes, you can be angry for whatever it is that you feel that you didn't get, but we can't live in that anger. We can't live in that sadness. We can't live in that, like, that the world owes me this, and I'm never going to get this because of this. Like, we can't live in that. And so I'm welcoming you. And I appreciate you and your time and listening to the podcast today to reroute. When anything is rerouting in your life, just be like, yes, okay, I'm going to welcome this, and we're going to see where this takes me. And I'm going to make some decisions in this rerouting process that are still aligned with what I want. And so every single time, I'm telling you, I talked about this on a podcast before about my writing, and I've been very transparent about that because ustedes saben, like, I think in Spanish and I write in English, like, I think in Spanish, and then when I'm writing, it's like some different story. And I was telling this BS story to myself about all these opportunities and all these things, and I'm like, no, I'm going to take all these people, all these rejections, or all these things that people are telling me no, and I'm going to say no, okay, it's no, next opportunity, that's it. Like, that wasn't for me. They didn't understand what my goal was for that. They didn't understand what my mission is. They didn't understand. They're too caught up on something else that they can't understand what I'm really trying to say. Not a problem. I need to grow more. I need to work on certain things. And it's okay. And so I am learning that just as much as you are. And as a mom now, yes, I can say that now. Oh, my God. Sounds so weird, right? Like, oh, my God, I'm a mom. You know, I'm a mom on my door. Me, huh? Like, I saw, I'm in my own world, sorry. But my whole point is, in this entire podcast, is welcome that growth of rerouting, and understand that your journey and your road has already, it's already been done. It's already been said. It's there. You just don't know what it is, which is fine. You don't want to. That's the adventure of road trips. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Dear God, Are We There Yet? It was a little long, right? Estaba como un poquito long, right? No, not too long. Until next time, if you have a comment, I would love to hear about it. Check out her book. Check out a whole bunch of other books that they're out there. If you have a friend or someone that recommends books to you and you think they're great, let me know, because I'm big on I'm very adventurous when it comes to books. And now if I can't physically read it, I'll pop in the audiobook while, you know, I'm working throughout the day or whatever. I'll listen to it here, bits, and it might take me a week to do it or whatever, but I try to do it because I know that sometimes, depending on what time, where you're at in your life, you'll get things that kind of, you know, resonate with you. All right, you guys, have a beautiful day. And until next time, I'm the Dear God, are we there yet? Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel and our Instagram, and also share. I usually don't talk about sharing the, you know, yes, you share the YouTube, but I really want you to share the podcast more than anything, because that's what, where we're growing. And if this conversation resonates with you and you want to send this message to someone else, go ahead and send it to them. Alrighty then, have a good one. Adiós, mi gente. Hey, you guys, and welcome to the podcast. As you heard my short little intro, it's all about talking like it's 1995 and, of course, spreading the word of the conversations and questions that need to be spoken about. So we're going to jump in into the podcast today. You guys all have GPSs in your car or your phone where it's like rerouting. I mean, when I used to use a GPS a lot, well, actually, let me tell you a little funny story before, because it has to do with the podcast today. And I want to tell everybody thank you so much for listening to the podcast. So when I used to live in New York, I had a car for a short period of time because I had a car. And before I sold it, because I was like, all I'm getting is a whole bunch of tickets and I am not driving this car because I lived in the city. And so there were some times where I'm like, you know what, I'm going to use the car because I want to go to Jersey or I want to go to upstate New York or whatever. And don't say I would put the GPS, and this is back in the, I'm not going to say back in the day because I'm not that vieja, but it was when people mostly relied on the GPSs in the car, like the ones that you bought. And a lot of people buy them. My car didn't have it. I had a Honda back then. And I had a Garmin, I think it was. And I put the Garmin on and I was like, okay. And if you've ever lived in New York, okay, driving, first of all, is an adventure in itself. But if you've ever lived in New York, you know that when you're driving on the highways, es como una locura. Like, literally, if you don't, it's not like a regular highway like in Florida where, you know, you get a little sign that says, you know, in 1 mile you blah, blah, blah. And it's so funny because I used to feel like the GPS was, like, it knew it was in New York. So all of a sudden it would be like, exit here. And it would be like, espérate. Oh, my God, I missed my exit, because in New York people are driving so fast, and so if you're not atente, if you're not used to the, you know, you're not used to the highway, you can easily miss the exits. And I'm talking about really easy, especially like driving in the Bronx. For all my people that live in the Bronx, you know, you guys, I give it to you, I really do. And I guess that's why I lived in Manhattan, Washington Heights, and I loved the A train and the 1 train. Those were that was my car, because I just couldn't, it just didn't make any sense to me. I don't know. But there's some people that can drive in New York. That's just like they could drive in DR. So I give it to you. So my GPS always kept saying, rerouting. I used to be so upset, because every single time I made a U-turn or I thought I was going the right way, el maldito GPS me sigue con rerouting. You know, please exit. And I was just driving crazy. Like, I was driving myself crazy, where I was just like, you know what? It makes no sense. I want to go to all these little, you know, adventures, but I can't get it together. I mean, you know, I want to go to Connecticut, but it's going to take me, you know, 100 hours to get to Connecticut because I keep rerouting. And clearly, is different underground. I mean, again, if you lived in a major city or you've taken public transportation, I mean, once you get the trains packed down, I mean, that's like your highway. You know, okay, A train ain't running today, okay. You know, or that ain't going to Brooklyn. So I wanted to make this podcast today because I was listening, one of my friends, Lisa, shout out to her, because she told me about Marianne Williamson's book, The Divine of Compensation. And I have the actual name in there. It's just that it's a good book. The Divine Law of Compensation. There you go, right? And I was listening to the audio book this week, and it literally didn't take me long to listen to it because I was so fascinated by what she had to say. And I'm a person of loving to learn. I mean, me encanta aprender algo nuevo. And even in the spiritual journey of, maybe if I outgrew something or I'm not understanding, or I'm just like, okay, yeah, I know that. We've all read The Secret, blah, blah, blah. but I'm always keen to understanding more about it because I feel that there's always levels as far as of understanding, because you might understand something at one point of your life, but you might read another book as the same book at another time in your life, and you're going to understand it and you're going to digest it differently. So check out that book. No, I'm not getting paid to say that. Marianne is not giving me some dinero, but you can hashtag her and tell her, hola, como tu ta doña? Because she is actually running for president. Interesante, right? I mean, anybody can run for president these days, which is great, which is amazing that anybody can these days, just in the simple fact that, you know, times have changed. Clearly, literally. But anyways, that's for another topic. So rerouting. I kept hearing this in my life as far as driving, and I use the analogy of driving, or I use the analogy of cars and road trips, because that's how I see my life. That's how I've seen my life so far. So there was a point in Marianne's book where she talks about, do you ever feel like a GPS? And my ears were like, boy, boy, because anytime people use analogies with car, I fall in love, because I see it. You know, you can see it. You can see the minute you're in a car and you're driving, and you know that emotion when you're rerouting. You know the emotion if you're lost or you're finding something on GPS. And so she said, you feel like when you're rerouting in your life and you're going one way and you thought you were going that one way, and you ended up going another way, but you still got there, but you rerouted. And it's fine. Like, the way that in your life was supposed to be is that, let's say you wanted to go to, you know, the airport. There's 1,000 ways to get to the airport. And you might not know how to get there, so you use the one way you think it's going to go, but you reroute. But you end up getting to the airport, but it takes you through other different roads and other different sceneries. And so I want to talk about that today on the podcast, because rerouting in our life, when we're constantly thinking in our mind, like, am I supposed to be doing this, or I'm not, I want to do it this way or then I'm that way. And as we're speaking, I'm actually doing this podcast in the carro, because I wanted to do this podcast. I actually, when I do voice recordings and I talk to myself and I actually record it, which I'm really excited, because I'm working on something in the future to bring to you guys, because I believe in recording yourself as far as just for yourself. When you're talking, you need to talk things through. But that's another search. You see, you're playing all over the place, right? Because I'm really excited about this topic about rerouting, because there's so many times in my life that I have been rerouted, and I have been so happy to be rerouted. Like, I'm like, oh God, tú me, oye, tú eres mi pana, God. Tú quiero un plato de mango. Come on, ven para breakfast. You know, like, we don't see it that way when we're rerouting in our life. When our life has gone into different directions, we automatically are triggered by these emotions that is of disappointment, of anger, of sadness. And when we realize, oh my gosh, like, I needed this to be rerouted. Like, why would I have ever wanted the other road? I would have never known this road. I would have never seen the scenery. I would have never appreciated. I would have never met these people. I would have never understood this feeling. I would have never thought about forgiveness. I would have never thought about true love. I would have never thought about companionship. And as I wanted to write this, I wanted to speak about this, you know, this subject on the podcast. I actually, last night, I was watching Queer's Eye, the show where the Fab Five, they'll go into a household and they, you know, basically work. They do different things on Netflix, you know, like culture and hair and makeup and wardrobe, tan. That's my guy. I love him because he's fashion. But there was a story on there with a guy in a wheelchair, and he is disabled, and he actually has a nonprofit. So shout out to him and his nonprofit, which is I'm disabled, but not really, which is really cool. You guys should go check it out. But it basically reiterated everything that I wanted to talk about on this podcast about rerouting and appreciating the rerouting. And I don't want to, if you haven't watched that episode, you know, go watch it. And I love uplifting shows like that, you know, reality that are uplifting and they're helping and they're supportive. But basically said, he basically, and I'm going to give you, because, you know, Dominicans, we always got to tell you what the película is, right? He basically saw his shot, the guy who shot him, he met him because Karam was the bomb and he wants to connect and heal. And he set up the meeting for the guy to see who shot him, like to meet him and, you know, to unfinished business is all about forgiveness. And he basically thanked him and he couldn't believe that he was thanking his shooter for shooting him. Then now he's paralyzed in a chair, like a whatever, and he has a living a new life, a new person. He's accepted that. And I, when I tell you que yo estaba llorando, I was crying of pure happiness. I was so happy for him. I was so happy for that healing. Because here it is, and that is growth to another level. One, forgiveness to a whole another level. And three, it's an eye-opener of truly understanding the rerouting of your life. For my listeners, my primos and my primas, I am telling you, when you are rerouted in your journey, in your dream, in whatever it is in your life, let's just say in your life period, because you will be rerouted 1,000,000,000 times. In that instant, it is so hard. It's easier said than done for us to reflect and say, wow, esto estaba para mí, esto no estaba para mí. But we are so programmed. We are so programmed to tell ourselves, it's this way or no way. If this is not the next step in it and it doesn't happen this way, then this means this or this means that. And that is not true. Like, it literally is not true. But we are so wired to have an emotion when we are rerouted, when we're not seeing that. We gotta play this out. The next time you are in a car and you're using GPS, or maybe you're not using GPS, the next time in your life that you are rerouted, I want you to tell yourself, I'm going to let this play. I am going to welcome to let this play out. I am welcoming this to play out. Bueno, malo, lo que sea. I mean, I have been at the worst of my worst in my lives and at my life and certain parts in my life. And I had no idea how I was going to come up from it. Like, I just knew, I just didn't know how I was going to come up from it. I didn't know if I was ever going to breathe from it. And in that instant, it was so freaking hard for me to accept my rerouting. And when I rerouted, I ended up on a different path that I needed and I wanted. And I was just like, oh my gosh, why did I ever want that other path? Just like this guy on the show. He said, like, the man who he is today is like, it was a gift. It was a dream. He never even knew it could be a dream, because he would have been locked up